What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Puncher Podcast starts right now. I'm getting used to this background here, taking on this technology deal, but whatever. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. You ready for a time to listen to this podcast? Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode here. August 3rd, 2026. Oh, my goodness. Basically, a month out from K-State football when Nichols comes to family, Bill Snyder family state. Why do I say family first? I don't know, but family is a theme at Kansas State. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, Nichols comes to Manhattan to open up, officially, the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. Got that going on next month. Man, that's crazy. That's coming up in a snap of a finger. Just like that, folks. Here. As we get ready for that, excuse me. I am gonna switch gears a little bit. And I had soccer on here for a minute. There we go. So we're gonna talk soccer this morning for a little bit here, for a few minutes here on this podcast. So if I have time later on after work, after work, we'll see. I'll probably come back on and we'll see if anything breaks on the K-State side of things today. Obviously, if any major news stories comes out, we'll definitely hop back on here if I have the time this afternoon. I got something going on this afternoon, so hopped on the mic here real quick. This probably won't come out until maybe tonight, probably. So there's that. So if anything breaks, I'll have to record it later and get it out tomorrow. So there's that as well. K-State soccer. Well, we were going to go to the roster. We still got some time for that. And we might just go ahead and take a peek at the preseason again. We're going to recap this schedule for Colin Corbin, who, by the way, after everything else, been kind of overshadowed. Casey Alexander, first-year head coach here in K-State. Colin Klein also entering his first, even though he's been here in Manhattan, not here, but I'm in Kansas City, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Colin Corbin has had an interesting summer. Of course, happened to deserve a suspension earlier this summer, but for the main part, look, I talked about winning ball games in last night's episode. Go back, check it out, in concerns of K-State football and Avery Johnson, right? Colin Corbin turned this program around now, and finally, for the first time ever in program history, this soccer program, K-State Women's Soccer Program, coming off of his first ever winning season under head coach. Now, Mike DeBeni, again, should get a lot of the credit for building this foundation. He was the first and only coach for a handful of years before finally Gene Taylor saying we got, or actually it was the Mike DeBeni health scare that had him to step down from the job. Colin Corbin, your next hire last year and all that, the personality and all that, turn this team around. Now the question is, can you build on that success? Turn some of these ties into wins. It's so annoying. And this team was probably one win away from reaching a Big 12 tournament. And they missed it they were ahead of Iowa State in that finale. And of course, they led them back in the game. And I believe that ended in a tie as well. It knocked out K-State. And we're going to take a look at this roster as well, because it's been a minute since, and I believe they have a lot of pieces back there as well. So that is going to help as well. Again, you want to continue to build that, so you have to have the players around you to do so. K-State Women's Soccer has got that, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do here this upcoming season. But before that, K-State Soccer, the K-State soccer staff, and the coaches, they will host a soccer, and this is actually perfect timing, because I haven't even talked about this yet, because we're recording this here on August the 3rd, right? Yeah, so we'll host soccer one-on-one for Wildcat fans interested about learning more about the game. Soccer one-on-one. It's called, yes. Yeah, it's called Soccer one-on-one. Later on this week, actually, this weekend. And Eddie's going to hopefully be occupied. We'll see about that again. If I have some time, I'm going to record tomorrow because I'm on a different schedule this week because, oh yeah, by the way, what they call it here? Game week, race week. Yeah, for yours truly. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to get back in competition. Honestly, we'll be cut loose a little bit. Cut loose a little bit. So I'm looking forward to that this fall in general. So we're looking forward to cut it loose a little bit. But anyways, this is not about me. It's about K-State Women's Soccer. August 8th, this is 5:00 p.m. Central Time. This is going to be at the Shamrock Zone inside Bramlage Coliseum, August 8th. That is this weekend. That's this weekend. So that's Saturday. That's this upcoming Saturday, by the way. August 8th, 5:00 in the afternoon, not early in the morning. Shamrock Zone inside Bramlage Coliseum. And it looks like here appetizers and drinks will be served at this event. And if you want to attend this event, you might want to go to kcsports.com. There's a link somewhere down here. But you can find out more about that, obviously, as well. Let's for those of you new listeners to this podcast, let's take it back a little bit to last year, right? This is the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Monday morning. K-State 7-6-5 a year ago. Barely missed the Big 12 tournament there in the K-State. 49 school records broken in Coach Corbin's first year as the head coach of this program there. 7 wins was a record. 23 goals was a record. And the defense, was solid. 9 shutouts. And the Wildcats, speaking of the roster, again, we haven't touched on their. I think they're the only. Also, sorry, I'm getting texts. So sorry. I'm like a little ADD, but the Wildcats return over a half of its roster from a year ago, 57% of it, and 64% of the total assists there last year. Again, let me go back to this real quick. You can get tickets, and I made a goal. Well, not necessarily, not officially, but I would love. I'm just going to put this out in the thin air. Might as well. that I want to try to get out to at least one home soccer game here in 2026. I just randomly put that out there. So, and that's a challenge. I feel like I'm going to be challenged this weekend as well. But look, I'm going to try to make at least one of these soccer matches. We'll see. I know I work on Sundays, but hey, we're gonna change things up a little bit since Eddie's got that big event going down this weekend here. I built up enough credibility as it is, because I ain't missed no work, and usually I don't like to miss work, but given the circumstances and the importance of this weekend, I'm not probably going to take an extra day off. So there's that. So that is the hopeful plan, is to make one of these home games. Now, saying that, let me see here. Looks like we got preseason. We got preseason activity going down as well this weekend. Not this weekend, excuse me. This week, as a preseason game, Omaha, as the K-State Women's soccer team goes to Omaha to take on Omaha on Wednesday. That's 7:00. Oh, by the way, yeah, K-State, we got a preseason game. We're talking about the women's soccer team. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all this K-State sports. It's going to be K-State going to Omaha for that one later on, middle of the week. And then That's next week. Of course, that's Seattle University next Thursday. And then, of course, the season opens up officially for K-State women's soccer in the second year of Coach Colleen Corbin. Sorry there. Colleen Corbin gets Hawaii at Hawaii on the 16th this month. So we're going to have a postcast we'll be talking about as well. So, yeah, man. So, first preseason game for K-State with soccer now. We'll see if we get notes on this or not. I'm pretty sure we will. Or not general notes, but our guy, Ethan Fitzgerald, well, not my guy, but Ethan Fitzgerald, who covers K-State women's sports, I'm sure he'll have plenty of eyes on that. Omaha this week. And no, these games don't count. So the first of two preseason games, Omaha at Omaha, and then they'll host Seattle next Thursday. We're talking about the women's soccer team there. And then, of course, the regular season opener, the second season of Colleen Corbin begins in 2 weeks, Sunday night, late night, against Hawaii in Hawaii. Wow. So we're going to be talking about some games here pretty soon, folks, and cannot wait for that. So yeah, perfect time for that. So a big, kind of amazing week for women's soccer this week. And there was another individual that was playing. Her name's been coming up a lot, playing for the international team. We'll get out. Hopefully, I'll touch on that at some point. Yeah, I'll get to that because we're running out of time. but yeah, so already, so there's that. As well, we have not touched on the women's soccer roster. We will have to probably get into that tomorrow as well. We'll touch on that person playing internationally as well. She's had a busy summer playing internationally for a respective country there as well. We'll review that on tomorrow's episode there as well. So there you go, folks, K-State Nation there. We're going to have activity here in a couple weeks, and more than likely, our first postcast of the 2026-2027 season there as well, followed up by, of course, volleyball. Volleyball doesn't play until in the month when they host Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And then, of course, what I have mentioned for over a month and change now, K-State football, Avery Johnson, Zon Rich, Lee and Kerr, K-State, taking on, you see, I'm trying to come up with names here on the K-State roster, taking on Nichols on Stripe Out Day, the kickoff, the 2026 season for K-State football. So there is that going on as well. The Pearl Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast to find free and available daily on Discord. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure, hey, we're starting to get warmed up with your everyday coverage of K-State Wildcats. You want to be a part of the action here this fall, definitely I would advise you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like you want, but every time I update your content daily, y'all will be first to be notified about it. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. And, oh yeah, by the way, I know you have 5-10 seconds. Please go ahead, if you have been a listener or new, please leave us a rating. That will be greatly appreciated as well. You have been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Analytics. Cats. Okay?